In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. No one putteth a patch of a new garment on an old garment, otherwise both the new garment teareth, and the patch that is from the new doth not agree with the old. And no one putteth new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the new wine will burst the wineskins, and it will be poured out, and the wineskins will be destroyed. So says the Lord in the 5th chapter of Luke. That's what I'm reading right now in my morning reading, going through Luke. And it amazes me how the gospel just jumps off the page. This is a challenge because all of us, to one degree or another, are trying to put the new wine, that is Christ, into the old wineskin, that is our sinful way of life. We live in an age now where that's acceptable. To have sin and yet to be called a Christian. It's been that way for a long time with many things. People in the church for a long time, really since apostolic times, have been guilty of parsimony and prejudice, indifference, being distracted, being self-centered. That's all the old wineskins that will burst when Christ is put into them. Now, Christ says no one does this, but really what he's saying is you're a fool when you do it, because it's quite obvious that lots of people do it. Now, there's another sin that is as old as mankind that is an old wineskin, and that's something that is the big political football, and even being discussed in a positive way in the Orthodox Church in some quarters, and that is sexual sin. In some places, with a wink, people who are living together, they commune. People who are even living together in same-sex relationships in certain quarters also commune. And not secretly. People know who they are. This is putting new wine in old wineskins. And as a pastor, it enrages me because it is harmful to the wineskin. That is, to the soul. We must change so that our wineskin is strong enough to hold the new wine. Of course, new wine is wine that is fermenting. And, of course, it gives off carbon dioxide, and it will swell the wineskin. And if there's not enough strength in the wineskin, it will break. Now, when I read this and then continue to the Lord's ending of this teaching, no one having drunk old wine straightway doth which new, for he says the old is better. There's the key right there. The fact is that the old way is attractive to us. The old way of holding on to our money, the old way of prejudice against people, indifference about people's needs, of distraction, worldliness, self-centeredness, and sexual sin. The old way seems better. Now, perhaps for some of us, there are things that we say that old way is not at all what I want to do. It's not better. But there's always an old way that seems better until we really understand the new way. The great crime of our day, for instance, in that absolutely reprehensible essay by Father Robert Arida, which everyone knows what it means, but it's got a little bit of plausible deniability to it. It's about putting new wine in old wineskins. It's about ignoring sexual sin, in his case. And actually, the Gospel of Luke shows exactly what we should be doing with people who are putting new wine in old wineskins. It's right above the Lord's teaching. And that's when the tax collector Levi was sitting at the custom house, and the Lord said, "Follow thou me," and he just did. Pretty amazing thing in and of itself. So Levi, that is Matthew, makes a great reception. And what are his friends? His friends are are the tax collectors. And they're reclining at table, and the Pharisees are very angry about this and murmuring. So what does the Lord say? Those who are sound have no need of a physician, but they who are ill. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So here's all we need to do. We need to love everyone without exception. We need to offer our houses, our homes, our churches to everyone without exception, but according to truth. What a person's sin is completely unimportant as to whether or not you will break bread with them. That is, the break bread at the trapeza table. One cannot break bread at the Eucharist, of someone who is trying to put new wine into old wineskins, because it will destroy his wineskin. It's pretty easy. No one should be ostracized. No one should be have a letter painted on their forehead, no matter what their sin. Now, whether it is cohabitation of same-sex or opposite-sex couples, whether it is any other sin. Those are more obvious sins, of course, because if you know someone's living arrangements, that's pretty obvious. But there are great sins of, like I mentioned, parsimony and prejudice, indifference, distraction, self-centeredness. Those sins also are the old wineskin. So all we need to do is be according to truth. And the problem with an essay such as Father Roberts, coupled with the stated testimony of people in his parish, in their online sort of gab fest that is about putting new wine in old wineskins, that is to be supposedly a gay Orthodox Christian. Actually, I don't disagree with them. You could be a gay Orthodox Christian, absolutely. But you're putting new wine in old wineskins if you are practicing according to your desires, if you are fornicating, and it's destructive to your soul. And how can we not care about that? How can we just say, oh, it's okay? I'll tell you how we can care. Because we also prefer the old wine. Maybe not the old wine of sexual sin, but the old wine of the other sins, and especially of indifference to spiritual things. Just look at any church on a Saturday night. Most of the flock is indifferent to spiritual things. They're not there. Just look at the church at the beginning of liturgy. A good percentage of the flock is indifferent to spiritual things. They're not there at the beginning. People wander in and out of church. They're not attentive, because that's new wine. And new wine takes time to develop a taste to. May God help us to do this. When I read this today, this morning, there are two things that jump out at me. One of them is because of the controversy of our age right now about homosexuality. Just jumps out at me that allowing in our theology homosexuality to coexist with Christianity is putting new wine in old wineskins, and it will destroy the old wineskin, that is the soul. And the other is that we must, or when you're reading it, you must, I must, because it's about us, develop a taste for the new wine. Because the old wine does taste better to the sinner. The old ways do seem better. They're easier. We're accustomed to them. So we must do everything we can to develop a taste for the new wine. So really, the way to do this is to try to live in a spiritual way. So to read the scriptures. Very few people read the scriptures. And that's a terrible thing. And to pray. Not just to say Our Father before meals, or to say just a little bit of prayer, or almost none, but to pray every day, to become accustomed with the Psalter, and to pray. Of course, to come to the services, it's a crime against the soul, against the wineskin,
because the wineskin doesn't change if we don't come to the services. And not just the last half of liturgy, but all of it, including the vigil service or the vespers and the matins. Unfortunately, there are many churches that they're so immersed in the new culture that they don't even have services on Saturday night. Some big churches don't even have services, or they have a short vespers but no matins, either in the evening or in the morning. So the people couldn't even go to those services if they wanted to because they don't exist. This is putting new wine in old wineskins. May God deliver us from this. May God help us to have a taste for the new wine. Now, if we who have the proper sexual morality, that is, at least in principle have it, don't preach it, don't practice it, don't show that it is the way to live, then those who are struggling with their sexual dysfunctions, seeing us not being really any better than they are, that's for sure, what are they going to do? They're going to stay in their dysfunction, and they're going to find some educated idiots that will elucidate their dysfunction and make it sound like it's just fine. But it's not fine. Any old way of living is not fine. To be indifferent, to be worldly, to be self-centered, to be tight with our money, to be prejudiced, to have sexual sin, all those things are the old wineskin. God help us and deliver us from that. Really, the key to solving this problem of, and it's a big problem, it's a big crisis, of sexual immorality infiltrating into the church and becoming accepted and encouraged and aided and abetted, the key to it is for us to live in such a way that we have new wineskins, for us to look like and act like Christian. Now, it's good to say some things against sexual immorality that are theological. Okay, there has to be that sort of polemic. But the greatest polemic will be that we sit down at table with anyone according to truth. And that's what we got to do.